It is Sunday morning, November 24th, and Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, so we might properly call this Thanksgiving Sunday. And we have before us this morning a most wonderful Thanksgiving text. It is found in the book of Jude, verses 24 and 25. Jude has one chapter, so we'll be teaching from verses 24 and 25. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of this psalm, because we can come into your presence and understand and know and believe and trust in your loving care for us. And on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we want to express our gratitude and appreciation for your grace and mercy and for so great a salvation. We thank you for your providence in our lives, and we accept what you are doing. Help us now as we study this text of Scripture, that it may become real in our hearts and lives, and that we would be filled with the gift of giving thanks to you and being thankful to each other. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to look at Jude verses 24 and 25. Would you follow in your Bible as I read this text? Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our only Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever or ever. Amen. This text reveals why we should be thankful. And so we approach this text with a question then. Why be thankful? And the answer is here in the text, right at the beginning. Now to him who is able. And as I was restudying this text these past few weeks, I have to say I got stuck on this statement. Now to him who is able. Why be thankful? Because God is able. And we could spend the rest of our lives pursuing the truth of this statement and never, ever exalt it. He is able, referring to his sovereignty, his absolute sovereignty. The word for able is dunamis, the power of God, the dynamite of God, the TNT of God, used over 100 times. He is able. What does that mean? It means he can. To be able means can. He can do it. Now let's review the reasons behind the statement of God being able. God can do it. First of all, because he has the power. Nothing is beyond his ability. He can, he is able, because he is all powerful. Secondly, he can do it because he cannot be stopped. There is no other power that can be his rival. Satan cannot stop him. All the forces of evil cannot stop him. No human power can stop him. He cannot be stopped. Thirdly, because he has the authority. He is the ruling power in all of the universes and in this world. His authority is unbelievable. hindered. And then again, he can do it because of his strength. He is strong, and his strength is unlimited. And God is able again because of his wisdom. He knows how. He knows how to do anything. And his wisdom gives him omniscience. He knows how. And then again, God is able because of his talent. He has ability. The ability to create a sun, a moon, and stars, and earth, and human beings. He has the talent and ability of the potter to mold and shape vessels just as he pleases. He is able because he can act. He can do it. And he is able then to govern. God is the governor of everything. He is the governor of everything that is taking place on the face of the earth this morning. God is the governor of nations. And he is in control of what will take place between the United States and Iraq and any other nation. God is in control of individual lives, and he governs what we are doing this morning. The biblical question is asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that you could think of about all history or all human events or anything in your life about which he is unable to perform? God is able. Why be thankful? Because he's able. And knowing this fills us with confident faith and confident prayer, because as we pray, there would make no sense at all in praying to someone who couldn't do what you were asking him to do. Why be thankful? Because God is able. And when we pursue that thought, it comes to me that he can start anything. God can initiate anything. God can create out of nothing anything and something. God can start anything. God can initiate anything. On the other hand, God can stop anything. He can cause something not to occur. He can turn anything. God can change anything. And God can choose anything he pleases. And God can keep and maintain anything. God can guard and provide and protect. And God can save a sinner. And God can take a person who is in rebellion, who is his enemy, and cause that sinner to love him. That is because he is able. God can invade anything, anywhere, anytime. This means a great deal to me today, to be able to proclaim that our God is able, for these reasons that have just been listed. Now in our text, it begins to get specific about what he is able to do. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, Why be thankful? Because God is able to keep us from falling. He is the divine guardian. He is the restrainer. He is the fence around us. He is the hedge that keeps us. Now, we do stumble. Every Christian stumbles because we have not yet reached perfection or even maturity. But God keeps us from falling. How does He do that? He exerts His divine power to bring about the providence in our life that keeps us from falling. What a marvelous confidence that is this morning, to be able to read this and believe this and rest our life in His guardian care, that He will keep us and maintain us and preserve us for heaven. He exerts divine power this morning to keep us from falling. Be thankful. Now the text goes on to tell us another reason why we should be thankful. Now to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Now this seems so beyond what we could ever think about ourselves, that we would ever be faultless, ever be without blame, to ever be without condemnation. But that's what God is doing and will do for us. Be thankful because He is able to present us before the presence of His glory faultless with exceeding joy. Now, this is not the only statement about God's presenting us to Himself. In Ephesians 5, we learn that this is what our Lord Jesus Christ will do for His church, to present it as a church without spot or blemish or wrinkle. So God is in the process now, and one day will perfect that and bring it to pass, whereby He will present us faultless, without blame before Him. It seems impossible, but not when we go to the cross and understand that this is God's doing. And it is His doing based on the adequate atonement for our sin. God is able to cleanse us from all our sin and to present us faultless because of the cross, because of the sacrifice of Christ, which is adequate. And notice, it is for every believer. It is by His grace. It is a miracle of grace. It is not our doing. It is not by our behavior. It is not by our conduct. It is not by our struggle to do better. It is not by our effort to gain holiness. It is by the adequacy of the cross that He is able to do this. What a glorious thanksgiving text, that God is able, and that He is able to present us faultless before Him. Now, verses 24 and 25 are known as a benediction, coming at the end of the book, and it's a sort of a doxology. When we come to verse 25, we now have this benediction, this doxology to God, where we read, "To God, our only Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." That's a glorious tribute to our God, which we want to join and say from our hearts, because He is worthy. He is the only God, our Savior. There is only one God and Father. There is only one Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one Holy Spirit. And what do we give to Him? We give a tribute of praise to Him for His glory, His majesty, His dominion, and His power. How wonderful that is, that on this Thanksgiving season we can come from our heart and sing and say, "To God, our only Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power." And notice the timing. Jude writes, "Both now and forever." We are not to wait for heaven to pay this tribute to God. We are not to wait for heaven to give thanks to God. We are to do it now. And we certainly will be doing it forever. Here is a great Thanksgiving text. What should our response be? Our response should be amen to this text, which means, yes, so be it. We agree with you, Jude. This is our reason for being thankful. This is our tribute to God of thanksgiving, of faith, of reverence, of worship, of humility, of praise and submission and appreciation. Let our hearts be filled with gratitude today and through this week and through our life. We should not conclude without thinking about the benefits of being thankful, or the benefits of giving thanks. To be thankful is very healing. It's healing to us in our own inner spirit. It's a preventative against bitterness. It is a healing against bitterness. A thankful person is not bitter. So, being thankful heals us internally. It also heals relationships. If anyone is in a conflict of relationship, a healing process can begin by going to that person and expressing thanks to them for the good things. It's a healing power. Being thankful is encouraging to others. Every one of us needs encouragement. And it's very encouraging when people come and express thanks to us. It's a good thing to have appreciation in our hearts. Probably the priority response to God's salvation is to appreciate what He's done for us and who He is. And that's what Jude has done here in verses 24 and 25. Now I want to conclude this by saying that being thankful or giving thanks is a gift. There are things in our life for which it is humanly impossible for us to give thanks. There are too many trials. too many troubles, too many difficulties, too many tragedies that in and of ourselves to say thanks. Thanks, or giving thanks, is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And if we in our hearts are not thankful people this morning, then we come to the Lord God and ask Him for that gift. Being thankful is a gift of the Holy Spirit, a fruit of the Spirit. An attitude in a life that's produced within us by the Holy Spirit, a fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace and so on, and being thankful is a part of that cluster of fruit. The text gives us reasons to be thankful. But we cannot respond unless the Holy Spirit produces that response in our hearts by being thankful to Him, by depending upon Him for a thankful heart this season and the rest of our lives. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You today for what You're doing in keeping us from falling. And we look forward to that day when we shall be in Your presence faultless with exceeding joy. And we give tribute to You in Your glory and majesty, dominion and power. And this is our doxology on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. To God be the glory. Amen.